What goes together better than peas and carrots, goose and maverick, or thrust and drag? Well, airplanes and coffee in the Arrowverse. Hello and welcome to In the Arrowverse. I'm Dan Milliken.
And I'm Christy Wong.
Well, Christy, airplanes and coffee is in the house.
Excellent. And these are two of our favorites.
Let's introduce Russ Keith.
Russ Keith, yes.
So what's your background?
So my background is education, actually.
Oh, wow.
I taught high school and the college level for 25 years. And then I was also a high school principal for a period.
Oh, wow. I don't want to get called to your office.
Not many did.
All right, John Noggle. John, introduce yourself.
I'm John Noggle. I have a background in property management, and now I sell real estate and also help with this airplanes and coffee.
Airplanes and coffee.
Yeah, where did that come from?
Well, I was a student pilot back in 2020, and I was watching the news, and I saw a segment about cars and coffee. And I thought to myself, that'd be really cool to have an airplanes and coffee. So I looked all over the internet and I couldn't find anything about it. And I said, well, let's start it. I created the Facebook group and that's how we got here.
How did you guys meet?
He actually, his mother lives across the street from me. And he grew up across the street from me. So we literally lived across the street from each other for, 12 years and never met.
Did you break his window with the rock through the thing? Okay.
Yeah, I was
wondering
say.
Where that happened. How that happened. Yeah. So, as it goes, I'm building a little sport biplane. If you're not familiar with what that is, and I was out in the garage one day working on it, and I look up and John and his very pregnant wife at the time, were walking their dog Max, and he says, "Is that an airplane?"
So this is your fault?
This is all my fault.
Okay.
So I said, why, yes, it is. And he goes, well, I'm a student pilot. I'm working on my private pilot's license. Well, so we'll come on up here and let's talk. So we get up there and we start talking. Then he looks over there and he says, is that a real estate sign? Are you a realtor? And I said, yes, I am. And he says, well, I am too. So we just kind of hit it off from there on. And a few months later, he quit the brokerage he's with, and he came and joined my brokerage because I own Boomtown Brokerage, and that's what we do for a living is sell real estate. So that's really how we got started. And then he said to me, he says, well, I started this group on Facebook called Airplanes and Coffee. We're going to have a fly-in at the Addison Airport, and I'm sitting there thinking, ain't nobody coming to that. Right. He says, would you like to come? And I said, sure. So he told me where on the airport to report, and so I went, and they were kind of shuffling people through the gate to get them back to where the airplane was. And I get there, and there's a little table about this size with a coffee maker, Mr. Coffee, sitting there, and a few cups and a box of donuts. And that's where it started. And we had a lot of fun. There was probably, 15, 18 people there at that very first one.
And that was the first one?
That was the first one, September of 2020.
So, yeah. There was obviously a need, though, because airplanes and coffee has taken off, literally.
Yeah, and your success has been huge. Why?
Well, I think what we had going for us in the beginning was that it happened during COVID. So when everything else shut down and everybody else stopped doing events, we were like, oh, let's go full force with this.
You were the only game in town.
That's it.
We were. Really.
For a bunch of cabin-fevered pilots.
Pilots looking for a reason to get out and fly their planes, and all we need to do is give them a destination, some free coffee and donuts, and they're like, we're in.
Coffee and donuts, that's the key. Every time.
You know, when you think about it, it's a really simple concept, and it just exploded. Because we did two at the Addison Airport, and then after the second one, and I was like, I can get involved with this. I really like what's going on here. And John was like, we got to get out to other airports. And so the next month, we set up a fly-in out at Rockwall. And we had six airplanes fly in. And so we had a good time out there with the pilots. And, of course, there were some other pilots that kind of came out that didn't fly in. And so I think we had 50, 60 people there. Well, the next month we went to Midway because the flight school down there said, hey, y'all come here and do that. So we went to Midway, and we were sitting up there on that little deck and airplanes were just lined up. It looked like a mini Oshkosh. I mean, they were just coming in one hour right after another, right after another, and they just kept coming in. Then all of a sudden we look up, and there was this jet flying over with smoke on, making a low pass, and he came back this way, and then he lined up on final, did his initial, came back and landed. We're like going, what?
You get
what happened here?
Any reason to fly, and they will
and
show
they just
up.
Showed up. Yeah. And that one really was the spark, I think, that started it. Mm. And of course, John, he's a marketing genius. I mean, he really is.
Yeah, you've done amazing.
And so he's done a great job, not only for our real estate business, but you know, also for airplanes and coffee. And of course, it's a passion of ours, and we absolutely love doing it. We've not made any money whatsoever off of it, but
I mean,
that's not what it's about.
I was going to say, yeah, because you guys know I'm connected in the North Texas aviation sphere as well. And for me, it's really about the community. It's about bringing the community together. So
absolutely.
I love what you guys do. Now, you're North Texas based, obviously, and so you've gone to a lot of North Texas airports. Are there any plans to branch out and go to other airports that are not just in the DFW or North Texas area?
Absolutely. So the long-term goal is to have regions all across the nation and have little pockets of fly-ins happening.
Like different chapters of airplanes and
exactly.
coffee.
Yeah. Could you imagine having 15, 20, 30 fly-ins every month?
All around the country.
Yes.
And that's what we envision. That's what we want to see happen. And so we're just trying to pull it together, and it's tough. I mean, it really is very tough. We've got a lot of people that have reached out to us from across the country, but then we've also got to protect the brand, right? We've got to make sure that it doesn't get out of hand when it goes out across the country, and we've got people doing things that really don't fit our mission, because we are a 501c3, and we do scholarships, and we do go out and talk to kids in schools, and we do reach out to the communities to try to get them involved in the fly-ins so that we can spread the word of aviation, because our whole mission is really just to get more people involved. You know, if you look at the last 15, 20 years, the number of pilots has just taken a nosedive. Mm. Well, A&P Mechanics has done the same thing. And so, you know, if you go to any shop anywhere in the country and you say, you know, how's business? And they're like, we're overrun. I said, or are you hiring mechanics right now? I says, I can't find any.
Right.
So we've got to go out and reach out to these young people and say, hey, there's a career in aviation. And that's what we're trying to do. I've literally been all over the country. Every time I go on a trip somewhere, I hit little airports all along the way and talk to whoever I can find. And it's funny because this last trip I did was up in Colorado. And I went to like 6 different airports. And
did you get any VORs for me?
She likes pictures of VORs.
I didn't.
Okay, well, next time.
Of course, I was driving. I never saw one.
Oh, okay.
Well, I guess that's fair. Okay.
I pulled my fifth wheel trailer up there.
Okay, well, I guess that's fair.
But every airport I went to, I found people that were members of Airplanes and Coffee, and I thought that was really, really cool.
Oh, that's
that
nice.
Is super cool.
What is the mission? You mentioned mission.
So really, it's very simple. We're trying to inspire the next generation of aviators.
Which is what you're saying.
You know, show them the different opportunities that exist and pathways to reach their goals. And then, of course, to give the existing aviation community a fun place to go and a community to be part of. So that's, in a nutshell, what we're about.
So you guys are effectively chapter one, and your goal is to branch out and get chapter 2, 3, 4, et cetera.
Right. Yeah. We call them regions, but...
Okay.
I mean, one of the things that we really need to do, other than raise money so we can afford to do all this, is hire an attorney to help us put it together so that we can structure the thing, for lack of a better word, so that when we do branch out, we can protect the brand and make sure that it's done right.
How are you guys raising money right now for this?
Not very well.
I don't know if that's a method. But.
Yeah,
that's our method.
So yeah, that's our method. That is something we desperately need help with.
I have an idea for you.
Yes, I'm all ears.
Okay, so because I've done this before where I was trying to help raise money for other entities, Operation Airdrop, Pilots and Paws, et cetera, pancake fly-ins. You provide the food and stuff, and people will come, and they'll drop $10, $20 just voluntarily into the little jar. I mean, we raised hundreds of dollars for Operation Airdrop doing that.
Well, we do something similar to that with the coffee and the donuts, and we
get,
you know, on a really good day, we'll get $1,000 for a weekend. But if you think about that, we also give, we incentivize them by giving them a shirt or a hat.
Which costs money.
For a $25 donation.
Yeah.
Which costs money. So when it's all said and done, you know, on a good day, we may make $600. Well, $600 doesn't go a long ways when you got a corporation that's running, which Airplanes and Coffee is a business. I mean, it's a 501c3. It's a nonprofit. We don't have a payroll, but we have bills.
Right. No, absolutely.
And we're good now because at least now Airplanes and Coffee's paying for the bills, and you know Russ, John, and Mike aren't. Because for the longest time, we did.
Yeah. No, trust me, I understand.
So,
all right, so going back to your mission, do you have any good stories about how Airplanes and Coffee has made an impact in that area? Like in, you know, maybe people that had come to fly on an airplane for the first time, or do you have any good stories?
Actually, yes. At one of our most recent fly-ins, there was a family that had stayed in line for hours, wanted to get that free Discovery flight, and we basically got to the end of the event, and we announced, hey, we're not going to be able to do any more for the rest of the day, unfortunately. And the father came up to me and said, look, we've been waiting all day for this. My kids really want to go. Is there any way you can make this happen, please? I went over and spoke with Russ. He said, absolutely, I'll make it happen. I'll take them up. The father came over to me after they got done and just hugged me and said, look, there's no way I could have afforded to send my kids up on a Discovery flight, and you've literally made an enormous impact on their life. And I looked over at the young man. He's wearing a flight suit. His face is painted. He's just as smiling ear to ear saying, I'm going to be a pilot. And that right there was such a great reminder of why we do this. And it reminded me of when I went up on my first Discovery flight and what that was like. And it was just a beautiful experience.
By far one of the coolest Discovery flights I ever did. It was awesome.
Oh, you were the pilot.
I was. I took him up.
Oh, that's really great.
We were trying to get everything broke down, put everything back in the trailer. And he came up to me and I said, yeah, okay. So here we go.
We had already given over 100 free ones that day. So it was a busy day of go. And it made it happen.
Yeah.
Ooh. So you need more pilots at these fly-ins?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
And then how can, if people do want to get involved, whether it's at Chapter 1 or to create
region
other.
Region 1.
What can they do to, what's the first step to get involved?
Volunteer. Okay. Come on out to the events. We'll put you to work. We've got tons of work to do. Help us organize the events. Help us with all the logistics that are involved, so some of the pre-planning. If you want to donate to the cause, there's a lot of needs for funds that we could use. There's a whole list of ways that people can help, but mostly volunteering and monetary support.
For those in other parts of the country that maybe they can't come and volunteer, but they want to create a chapter, what do they do?
Well, they can, first of all, we're working on the structure of that. So we're just making sure that legally we're not getting ourselves in hot water.
Okay.
But as soon as we've got a few more of these pieces figured out, we welcome people to call us, contact us, and we can start working with them on setting up a region in their area.
Be honest with you, the biggest thing I can do is go to airplanesandcoffee.com and click that, become a member.
Okay, so that was my next question. Is there a website?
So there is a website. You click on become a member. It's $25. We've got people that pay us $25 a year. We've got people that pay us, you know, $5 a month. We've got some that $10 a month, $25 a month, $50 a month. We've got a couple that are paying us $100 a month. But that's probably I'm not going to say it's our biggest need because we need a lot of help. We need physical labor help. But we also need money because, again, we need to hire that attorney. We just did get a CPA to kind of overlook everything we're doing because this year we will do a 990. And if you're not familiar what a 990 is, it's basically the tax return for a nonprofit organization. We've never raised enough money that we had to do it. So this will be our third year as an actual nonprofit. So this year we'll do a 990.
That's great.
All right, finally, you guys on the new Arrowverse app, you guys have a show.
Yes.
So tell us about that.
So pretty excited about that. Started shooting, yesterday?
Day before yesterday.
And
the fantastic Dan Milken is producing it. Thank you so much for that, Dan. We're pretty excited about it.
But Dan came out to the office there at our real estate office in Louisville where all the magic happens, right? And we we shot the first day, and it was a lot of fun. It was pretty exciting. This is actually my second show. I did a series for a show years ago. Mm. It was called Russ Hour. No. It was all about real estate and real estate investing and that world.
Is it on YouTube?
It's hard to find because I went some. It's funny because someone called me 2 days ago and they just saw one of the episodes I did where I had this lady on that took single family residents and turned them into senior living facilities.
Interesting.
And that's something he was interested in. And so he called me. He says, "Man," I had to think. I don't even remember the show, that episode, but I had to think back. And then I was like, "Oh yeah, okay, that's who that was." It was a lady that lived up in Sherman. And he's like, "Yeah, I just saw this yesterday." And I'm like, "Really? That was like 3 or 4 years ago."
Nice.
So yeah, it's on YouTube, but I couldn't find it.
But the Airplanes and Coffee Aeroverse, it's really a behind-the-scenes look at what goes into throwing these events. And then it's actually going to take you to the event and show you what happens at the event itself. So we're super excited for everybody to check that out. Yeah. We hope everybody and subscribes to Aeroverse and checks out the content for sure.
All right. Okay, well, thank you guys. Check out the new Airplanes and Coffee show on the app, and we'll see you guys next time.
In the Aeroverse.